Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights in? Do you have bad days, dates in? Do you like ghosts and ghosts in?
Ow, the thing is. Ow, ow.
Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my hilarious co-host, comedian Mike Figgs.
Happy to be here, Shanny. On time, ready to rock with a fucking legend next to me.
Awesome. I do enjoy when Fig Talk is before us because you have to at least be on time.
There's no
for
choice.
Here.
I'm on time. I'm sober.
Even though I heard you were late for Fig Talk.
I was definitely late for Fig Talk. Sorry, guys. You got a 15-minute episode. Supposed to be an hour and a half. Sorry. We'll make up for it.
Joining us, first time on the show with Figgs, but second time on the show, it's comedian and host of the Everybody is Awful podcast, Jim Florentine.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being back. We're happy to have you in studio.
Right. We did it on Zoom last time, right?
The Zoom was terrible, wasn't it? When you watch back those episodes, it's just like it's impossible to really have a conversation.
The lag is ridiculous. Yeah. It's constantly people over talking. It's just,
it was rough.
I hate Zoom.
But it wasn't a bad... I'm not saying that episode was bad. That's how it sounded, what I just did. But you were also on with Luke...
Combs?
Nope.
Country singer Luke Combs.
The Struts. The lead singer of The Struts.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I can't think of his last name. Luke something.
That's right.
But it was a fun episode.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
A great band.
They're hard times, man. Pandemic.
Luke Spiller. I was going to say Stiller. Yeah, it was close. Yeah, it was a great episode. So go back and check that one out, everyone. It's episode 218 on GasDigital.com. Use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1-week free trial. All right. So we're going to get into the segments, I think, unless you have anything you want to catch up on.
I'm just curious about your shirt. I like the tight white shirt. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's good boobage, but I don't know what it says. I love you, fuck you. Very nice.
Fun,
very
right?
clever. Very
it's
fun.
Instagram
very fun.
Got me.
I'm just reading your shirt.
Yeah, that's
we're just reading your shirt. That's all.
The thing is, you can't stare too long.
Yeah, no, well,
because then you're like, being inappropriate.
True, but this shirt was like made for you to stare for a while because it's like two different words. Yeah, so it's like I'm playing Scramble or something.
The thing is that when I saw it on Facebook or Instagram, wherever I got it, I glanced at it and realized it said love you, fuck you immediately. And I was like, oh, I love that. That's why I'll buy it. Yeah. I didn't think people were going to be studying it.
Yeah. We're just studying it. You know, it's just a visual thing. Kind of strange.
It's fun though, right?
Yeah, it's great.
Wait, I got to look again. I still have to figure it out. I don't see love you, fuck you.
A lot of fun. Just move your hair for a second. Stand up and hop. Can you do that for us? For me, Jim, please? Yes.
It's like a motion activated thing.
Yeah, that's what. It's a holographic shirt.
All right. So that was it. That was your...
That was it.
That was
just being a perv. Sorry.
Okay. So typically the first question we ask guests on the show is to tell a story about either your worst date experience or weirdest sexual experience. The last story that you told, I'm just going to give a high-level overview. The fans can go back and listen. Had to do with Saran Wrap condom.
Yeah.
So you guys can go back and check that one out. Fun story. You have to go back and listen.
Boy.
But
Jim looks so young. He carries himself like a young man, but this must have been like in... The fucking, the 80s, though, the fucking...
No, it's like...
64?
A month ago. No, now I can afford a condom, so it was a little while ago. But no, I needed it in a pinch.
Okay, all
right. My first girlfriend, so I went up in her kitchen. We were at a parent's house fooling around. I used a condom. I mean, I used a Saran wrap as a condom. Because she said you can't do it without it. Then she found out she broke up with me.
All right. I know the
she
fans...
She was very mad. I don't know why.
Was there any pleasure on your end? I'll ask you just one question. I know people could look, listen to it on gasdigital.com, but what...
Well, it was tough to get in because it was dry.
Yeah.
So then I had to hold the bass, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't...
I think that's two different problems, right? The dryness is maybe not all the fault of the Saran Wrap.
You need some Spamness. You know, the veggie thing?
Or just if the girl was like... ready?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as dry?
I think she was, but, you know, I said, she goes, I need a, we were fooling around and her parents were upstairs. She goes, I go, hold on. I went in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like I was going to find a condom.
Yeah.
And I was just looking around. I found Saran Wrap. I go, this will work.
Did you wrap it good or was there like Saran Wrap kind of like?
No, I think I wrapped it pretty good. I had to hold the base and I could barely like, you know, this much hold the base. I don't, there's not much left.
Yeah.
But re-listening to the story, I'm also curious about the application of it. Like, did you get a big sheep and put your penis into it or rip it off and then wrap it around your penis?
Yeah. I took a big piece and just wrapped it around and then held it. I had to hold it around.
The visual now I see. So the Saran Wrap went on the top and very nice.
And I saw it, hold it going in.
Gotcha.
You know, so, and then she didn't know because it was dark.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, what's going on? What's going on? Nothing. Just be patient. And then she turned the light on. There was a light right here. I remember that. She just went like this and looked down and saw it was Saran Wrap.
And it was a blue Saran Wrap?
Furious.
I would just love to see like her face in that moment realizing what you had done.
No, and this was like in the town I lived in. It got around the whole town. My father found out. He's like, he sat me down. He's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Did you get a fun nickname?
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like Jimmy Saran Wrap.
No, for the guys, I was a legend.
Jimmy Wrap.
I'm like, they're like, you really thought there was going to be a condom in the kitchen? I got it.
Fucking Jimmy Reynolds rap over here. Where did you grow up?
In Jersey.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, damn, Jersey, man. White trash.
That is some trashy shit.
Yeah, of course.
It's all right.
Do you have another bad date or weird sex story?
Well, it was a weird sex story. I remember I was on like a second date with this girl, and we were going clubbing, and she took some Molly. It was here in the city. And this girl came over and he started dancing with her. And then they started like making out on a dance floor. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then the husband it was a married couple. They go to clubs to pick up couples.
You swingers.
Yeah. So he came over. He's like, hey, is that your girl? That's my wife. And Pam Anderson in a prime, fucking 10. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what you guys are into. And I didn't really, like, if I cared about the girl, if it was my girlfriend, I wouldn't do it with another dude.
Yeah.
Watching another dude fuck my girl. So I was like, yeah, we'll go back to your place. I asked her, she's like, yeah, let's do it. And he was all fucked up like on coke or Molly or whatever he was on. So
what did he look like?
He was a good looking dude too. Yeah, he was really good looking, but he was with my girl. He came in like a minute and a half.
Wow.
And he was out. And then he couldn't get it hard after that. So he just sat in the corner. And I went to town on both of them for like an hour.
This is an amazing story.
The guy was miserable beyond belief. And they were, but a weird sexual experience.
It was a real rough time. I had to bank both these girls.
And Pam Anderson, that's how hot she was.
Fuck.
And he was just in the corner, what could he do?
How did that make you feel? Did that kind of give you?
Well, because they were professionals, because we got back to their apartment. They lived in a high rise. Okay, you park here. And told the guy in the garage, listen, they're going to be here for a half hour. So they do this shit every weekend.
Okay.
So he thought he was dealing with an amateur.
Yeah.
Not that I've done that before, but I'm like, hey, if I got two hot chicks in front of me, it's fucking going down.
Yeah, you showed up with Saran Wrap.
And what was he going to say? Stop fucking my wife? You're the one who instigated it. Yeah. I just said, all right, I'll go.
I mean, how hot was, you said so the wife was the one that looked like Pam Anderson, right?
Yeah.
How hot was your chick, though?
Super hot, too. Both of them.
Wow. I mean, what a shitty professional last.
That was probably 20 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you look like fucking Hall & Oates? I feel like you look like the lead singer of Hall & Oates.
No, I had short hair then.
I had short hair.
Yeah. But look, it was all about, you know, he wanted to fuck my chick, and then she wanted to be with my girl, too.
Yeah, okay.
So that was fine. I was just like the other guy.
Wow.
I was the ugliest out of the four, for sure.
Oh, man, come on.
Did your relationship continue with the chick after this?
No, like a couple months. Mm-hmm.
That's something.
Yeah, but no, if I care for somebody, I wouldn't watch some other dude bang my chick.
Yeah.
I can't, I don't know. Not that I'd be judged.
Was he in a corner just kind of like trying to get round two out? Like trying
he
to
might
get
have
back
been. I didn't
game?
Want to look at him, but I just remember looking over and he was
supposed
just
to stare at the guy the whole time. I got it all wrong.
He was really sad.
Damn, wow. That's an amazing
story. Best case scenario in a situation like that, I feel like.
What's that?
That's the best case, something like that.
Well, thank God, like the guy didn't freak out or something like that and try to attack me. Who the hell knows, you know, when these people are all fucked up, these weirdos and stuff, but. We had no idea it was going to go down. She just wanted to go club, and I'm like, all right, I'll stand. Yeah. I'll stay on a dance floor, hold your purse. You know, because I'm not going, I'll hold your job. I'm not going out on a dance floor. Yeah, she sees my moves. She ain't fucking me.
You saved the dance mood for the swinger party.
I hold all the stuff for them. I got your drinks so nobody Bill Cosby's you. Nice. And then, because they see me dance, it's over. They're like, I got to lose this fuck.
Wait, but do you ever dance if you're at a wedding?
Never. Except for like a slow dance. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Because then you can't, you just hide in the middle.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah.
Yeah. You can't mock somebody for slow dancing. They're like, all right.
No, he's just, you know, he's
I got no rhythm. I don't want to. And I was never into dancing. So,
what about like a metal show? Do you like dance, like jump?
You jump in a mosh?
I've been in a mosh a few times.
Okay.
But just to, you know, get bump just into people. Around, yeah, fuck around. But,
okay. And then I'm just trying to, like, so I'm picturing the situation. So now after the sex part happens, how do you leave? Do you like hang out a little afterwards?
No. He was pretty much, it was all business with them.
did she go like, yeah, you did good with my wife, buddy. Thanks.
No, not at all.
It was just like,
we ran into him like a couple weeks later at a club. Maybe it was the same club. Might've been a different one. And he was just, hey, what's going on, man? How you doing? I got, you know, what are you guys doing? Like, he's like, yeah, I'm not sure what we're doing. Like he wanted no part of it. Round two.
Cause you know, you out marathoned him, you know, in a way.
And I only had a couple drinks in me, so he was all, I don't know what he was taking. He was probably coke and Molly and shit together.
Yeah.
So, you know, once you come once.
Did your wife, did your ex-girlfriend do something special to make him finish so fast?
I don't remember. I was concentrating on his fucking wife. She was
super
hot.
What does cock look like?
I didn't even care. I'm like, whatever.
That's amazing.
Did you said this was about 20 years ago?
Yeah, I would say around there.
Do you have like any, like, do people recognize you at all at that point?
No, they didn't know who I was.
I'm curious about like how soon afterwards, like when is it that he watches television or something and realizes that it was you that did this?
Yeah, because like I said, we ran into one other time. Yeah. So, and I think the girl and the wife kept in touch for a little bit through email or something like that. So he might've found that. I think I told the story on Howard Stern, so I'm sure he heard it.
He might've been the first cuck. Like he might've been the first cuck. You know, a cuckold?
Yeah, yeah.
That might have been unintentional cuckolding. Came too fast, went in the corner, watched you. You're the first one, man.
Fig, did you just learn what that word means?
Yeah.
You would think that the guy would be take like Viagra or Cialis or something like that.
Yeah, of course.
You know, you would think if he's good, but I don't know. He was very cocky.
Or at least have a pep talk like, all right, I came fast. Like, give me 10 minutes. You know, give me 25.
Leave the room, like,
yeah, let me go.
He kept leaving
back.
The room, go get a drink. He goes, you guys need anything? I'm like, no, I'm good, dude.
I'm
pretty busy.
Was he completely dressed or did he look like Winnie the Pooh with just a t-shirt on, cock out?
I don't remember.
Okay. So these are the details that I would care about.
I don't remember, but I remember him keep going out of the room because it was like, he didn't know what to do.
And you're just there like,
and
like
his wife was like, you're not going to stop this.
Oh, yeah.
So he just kept going, you guys need drinks? Anybody come back and forth? Like, no, we're good. I'm busy.
Gatorade, a snack.
You need a towel? Yeah. You need saran wrap? Nothing? All right.
Yeah, it was no saran wrap, no nothing that night.
You raw dogged it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, Jim is
Well, at that point, you have to.
Yeah, I wish I could. I want to be you, man. It's perfect.
No, I usually don't. I usually do wear condoms, but that night it was special.
That night with two strangers said no condom this time.
Yeah, no.
And if they're like professionals, they're probably getting tested all the time, so they're doing the work for you.
Probably, yeah. And I should have put one on because I could last longer with one on.
Yeah,
he should have put one on.
He should have put one on.
I know, he should have.
Last question from my part. So in the swinger community, there's pineapples that symbolize that they're swingers. Did you notice the guy was wearing a pineapple shirt or something with a pineapple around?
I don't think that was a thing back then. I think that's a newer thing.
It probably wasn't.
I'm just fascinated with
it. No, it was just weird because she went out on the dance floor by herself.
Okay.
And then this blonde comes over. They start dancing and they touch each other. And then a guy comes over and goes, hey, is that your girl? I go, yeah, kind of, you know.
Wow.
She's my date. He's like, oh, that's my wife.
Wow.
He's like, yeah, she likes chicks. I'm like, oh, cool.
Fuck yeah.
You know, and then we started talking. He's like, if you guys want to get out of here, I'm like, all right, let's do this.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
you got really lucky. It could have killed you.
And plus, she was willing. My girl was willing too.
Yeah,
you know, because that's rare.
Yeah, you ever reach out to her on Facebook? She ever message you?
What?
Hey,
no,
Jim.
No.
Remember the old days?
I wish.
Raw dogging in the Cooper Cabana.
That would have been nice. I remember running into her like a couple weeks later. I knew it. And she was super, like, I was completely sober when I saw her. I'm like, man, I wasn't wrong about her being super hot.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, blonde, big tits.
Oof, nice feet.
I didn't even look down that far.
Yeah, you do. Why I would look at her feet and be like, nah, I don't like her feet. Sorry.
I was pretty busy, so I didn't have time to look at her feet.
What did the guy's feet look like?
Oh, they were really nice. Yeah. I think he just got a manicure earlier in the day.
That's right. A great story,
That's
man.
A great story. All right, we're going to move over to our next segment, which is Bad Things.
Bad things with you.
This is Bad Things, part of the story. Part of the episode where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations, if you've been in more than one, the most memorable one. Last time you were on the show, you didn't have a fight story, but you thought of one.
Yeah, well, I haven't been in an actual fist fight since I was like sophomore in high school. I remember fighting some kid after school. It was stupid. But I just never was into that. But I just remember being at a club one time and a fight broke out. And I don't know why. I went down there and I started punching one of the guys. The guy was on the ground. I joined in. I didn't even know who he was. For no reason. My friend's like, what was that about? I go, I don't even know. Because I got thrown out too.
Yeah.
And we just got to this club, me and my, like, six of my friends.
Yeah.
And I just jumped in. I don't even know. Like, I didn't even know what started the fight.
Cocaine. Tell the drug. Cocaine, buddy. Maybe you're doing a little.
I never did coke.
Oh, all right. Maybe.
No, it wasn't. I just decided to go in and just start punching him too. While the guy was on the ground. And yeah. I got thrown out. And they're like, well, you got to wait in the car because we just got here.
So you waited?
Yeah, I just hung out in the car because I was like, I can't tell those guys now. Yeah. We got to leave.
Fuck.
But I don't know. I have no idea to this day why I decided to do that. Just start punching this guy on the ground for no reason, why someone else was punching him. Just joined in.
I do think that there is like an energy that overtakes people in situations like big bar brawls and stuff.
Right.
And maybe you just got caught up in it. But it's weird because you're not a fighter. It's weird that you just decided to jump
in. I know. And it wasn't like he was picking on some woman and some guy came in and I'm like, yeah, fuck this guy. I'm going to beat him up. I don't even know what started it.
How many people were there? It was like packed.
Pretty crowded. Yeah. Like around the dance floor, it happened.
Did you fight the guy that was getting beat up or you like?
No, I got fought the guy that was getting beat up. Like he was on the ground.
So he was already losing it.
He was already losing. I jumped in. Yeah, yeah.
And we can assume he was probably wrong anyway, right? Yeah.
So Jim, this is not a good thing. I like the first story was a good story. Right. Yeah, you got laid. This is like, I just decided to be a criminal for no reason.
I didn't want to fight the guy that was winning because he probably would have kicked my ass. So I'd rather fight the guy that was losing.
So that means that the next day, he was like, yeah, you know, I fought this guy. And then this other guy just showed up and started kicking my ass for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. And you weren't on any drugs?
No, I wasn't. It was early in the night, I remember. Yeah, probably a few.
Were you listening to Slayer or anything? Were you
maybe. I'm sure I was in the car. And plus, you know, we'd always drink like 7 or 8 beers before we went out.
Okay, so you
get a nice buzz on. So you don't have to spend that much money in the bar. Yeah,
of
drinks.
Course, of course.
And you get there like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
Because you're not pulling a girl out at like 10:30 or something like that. No. You get there late.
Of course.
You know.
So you just felt like kicking some ass.
I just felt like kicking some ass, and then I wound up sitting in the car for 2 hours.
How many punches or kicks do you think you got
I probably got about 5 or 6 punches. Wow. I had no kicks.
You beat the shit out of this guy.
Until the bouncers come over and they rip me and the other guy off.
You should have did a different story. Oh. This is not a good story. Like, this is like a bad. This is actually perfect for bad
I
know. Things.
I also was picturing this differently, so I take back the thing I said before, because I was thinking that a bunch of people were attacking this one guy. It was just one guy.
It was one guy. It was one-on-one fight. And I joined in to make it 2-on-1. Oh, God. It was almost like the 2-on-1 I had with the two girls.
You just like
this is my male 2-on-1.
Did you outlast the other guy?
No, I didn't. Oh. I faded. I faded like the other guy.
When you were done, you were like, all right, yeah.
No, because the bouncers just like grabbed us and threw us out. All of a sudden, I was out. I'm like, and my friends come out like, what the fuck are you doing? I don't know. I don't know why I did that.
What were you listening to? Like, I don't know. Were you listening to like Kickstart My Heart or some shit?
It's probably Motorhead.
You were just like, fuck it.
Something
okay,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
yeah. But it was a dance club, so it wasn't like a rock club that we went in.
Okay, okay.
Because that's where you had to go to meet girls.
Yeah,
you
yeah, yeah, of
meet,
course.
You, know, you weren't going to meet them in the rock club.
No,
it's all
no.
Dudes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So maybe it was I was just angry at whatever song was playing.
Probably, dude.
Some pop song that I hated.
Wow.
Damn, wow, man. You know, Jim? Wow. That's good. So, we might have to clip that part out. If you, I don't know if you got any Netflix or anything, any deals coming up soon.
I don't give a
but
fuck.
But we might have to clip that
put
out.
Put them all on. I just send it to Netflix.
Like, there's this game called the Knockout Game, and I just decided to knock.
That's what you did.
You just fucking went in there, just, you know, guns blazing. For no reason. No one was harming you.
Like
did
I
the
said,
guy look at you while he was getting punched and, like, give you the finger?
No, he was, like, covered up, so I just got punched in,
too. They were like, good time to get
listen,
in there.
Like I said, if he was picked on a girl, slapped the girl, and the guy jumped in.
You would have let it go. You'd be like, I had no reason to fight.
No, but then I would have jumped in, too. That would have been a reason to. The guy just slapped a woman.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what happened.
Wait, and so you get thrown out with the other guy, right?
Yeah.
Do you exchange any words?
No, because he just like went because he was screaming. And I just went my separate way. I went around the corner. My friend followed me out, one of my friends. He's like, what the fuck did you do? I don't know.
Oh, he didn't even like make a best friend out of this. Like he could have been like, thanks.
I didn't know if the cops were going to come too and assault charges. So I just went the other way. And they were really going after him because he was the first one on.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so... Wow, kids. And I sat in the car for a couple hours.
So Motorhead will do to you. You fucking listen to that. He's ready to go in there. The ace of spades.
All right, guys, real quick. I want to address the responsible adults in the room. The ones that are over the age of 21 and living in the states where Delta 8 is legal. Do you want to get high? Really high? Really super duper legally high? Well, then now's the time to go to yoDelta.com where you can stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8.
Delta 8 is fantastic. I recently bought the little jelly rings. They're like mango flavored or something. Boy, oh boy, were they strong. Delicious, tasty, and potent. So, if you are over the age 21, living in the majority of states where this is legal, go to yoDelta.com and stock up on Delta 8.
What's Delta 8? It's found in hemp and can be legally shipped to various states and get you high.
At yoDelta.com, you can find a mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs.
And I can tell you that based on everybody else in here that has taken these various forms of yoDelta, that it works and that these products should be taken responsibly.
So one more time, go to yoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network, and use the promo code GAS, G-A-S. You're going to get 25% off and you're going to feel good.
One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off yoDelta, home of the Delta 8, that will get you super high. Let's get back into it. So in all of the years of the pranks that you've done,
yeah,
there's never been a fight, even close to a fight, that's resulted from
it. No, it's been close, but you know, it's almost like when you do comedy, when you're picking on somebody, you know to pull back if they mad.
Yeah.
You know, so I just know that fine line. I go, okay, I got to ease the situation. So even with the prank stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it was close, but you just know to pull back.
Yeah.
I just recently saw, it's 100 years old, but the black pepper. Pepper one.
Yeah, yeah.
So funny. Even though my favorite thing is, let me put my brother on the phone with
favorite.
But the black pepper one is like, I don't know. I feel like you watch it on YouTube, but like they keep asking the waiter to come over and put more black pepper on the chicken, but it's like a pile of black pepper. It never ends.
It's a hidden camera, so they didn't know. And we had a bunch of us at the table.
I gotta watch
the guy went through like four different meals. 32 minutes of putting pepper on my chicken. And at one point, about halfway in, I go, hold on a second. I flipped it over. I go, I'd start on this side now. And then I sat there and ate it. It was like this much pepper on the chicken.
So like in your heart, as this is happening, you're never like, I feel so bad I'm doing this.
No.
Never.
You can't. It's almost like an actor. Like you can't feel bad in that scene. You have to. Whatever role you're playing, if you're playing some scumbag or, you know, whatever, you just have to. So you can't. You worry about that later.
Yeah.
So after you're like, oh, I feel bad I did it.
When we were doing Crank Anchors one time, I was doing calls with Jon Favreau.
Mm-hmm.
And we were doing a thing where I played Special Ed, the retarded guy.
Yeah.
And we're doing some call where, I don't know, he was my dad and could you take my special son across country in a car or something like that. I forget what it was. And it was a great call. We had this person going and in the middle of it, he goes, Miss, I'm sorry, this is a prank call. I can't do this. Aww. I can't do this. I feel bad. I got to leave. This is a show, Crank Anchors. I shouldn't agree to it. I got to go. Like right in the middle of the call. And he walked out. He goes, I can't do it. I can't fuck with people like that. Yeah. I'm not mean. And we're like, damn, we had such a good, it was close, but.
I get it, though. Like, I get that. I feel so bad. I've done one prank my whole life. Well, one, like, real prank. I was, like, 8 years old, though. It was April Fool's Day. My dad was, like, working on Wall Street. He got home so late from work, and I saw something. Not YouTube, I guess. I don't know where you learn things back then.
America's Funniest Home Videos?
Maybe. And it was, like, where you, like, bake gauze, like, into a treat. Uh-huh. So it was like this chocolate peanut butter treat and I put gauze into it the prank. And so I waited up for my dad to come home from work and then just like gave it to him. And then he was like, but I'm like a little girl.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my daughter baked me this thing. And after he took a bite from it and there was the gauze, there was no joy in it for me. I was just like, oh, my God, I'm the worst person. I was like, no, Dad, tomorrow I'm going to really make you real ones. I just really wanted to redeem myself. I just feel I just don't have that. I don't have that in
it
me.
It takes a special person to not care.
Yeah, it takes a special person to just jump into a fight and beat the shit out of the guy who's down.
We're having a family get together one time. I got seven brothers and sisters. My mom was around, whatever. And we got a bunch of lottery tickets. Me and my brother Dan, who always pulls pranks, we put a fake lottery ticket in.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst, man.
So, this is like 20 years ago, like before it was all out there that people do that. So my brother with his wife and two kids, and he was going through a hard time financially.
Oh, my God, dude.
And he ripped it off, and he won him like $1.5 million. His two kids, they were jumping up and down. His wife were crying. They were hugging, like, we're going to go here. We're going to go to St. Martin. And then we're going to go to Disney. And remember, you said we're going to go. We're going doing it all. They were counting the money. They were getting hugged. My mom's like, this is unbelievable. And then we're like sitting in the back like, oh, man.
Fuck. He's like revealing things. Like, we could pay off the loan shark.
We could do this. I've never seen a happier family. And it was just like the worst moment of his life when he was financially dead. Dude. And then my other brother's reading the back. He's like, oh, there's somebody. And he goes, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
It says the address, you know, 21, you've been had, you know, you're a loser. This is fake New Jersey or whatever on the back. And he's like, and of course they look at me and my brother because we're the only two that would do that. My brother didn't talk to us probably for like 3 months.
Dude.
He couldn't come over and like punch
us
or whatever.
Emotional
he's
thing,
like, let's
man.
Get out of here. Let's go. And the whole family left.
How
my mother's
long?
Like, how would you, why would you do that? I go, because it's funny.
It is.
How long between them scratching off the final thing and finding out that this isn't real?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
So it went on for 10 minutes, and me and my brother just sitting like, oh,
no.
Shit. I go,
you
what
gotta
do we
do? It in 30 seconds.
What do we do? Yeah. No, you have to let it go as long as possible.
But then
you don't
start...
ruin the joke.
Yeah, I know, but the poor guy was... He was, you know, predicting shit. He was like, I'm going to be able to do this, pay off. You're going to get this hoverboard kid. You're going to get, you know, he's making promises that he can't keep. It's so bad. Dude, you fucked him, man. You fucked him. I don't know what that's.
It wouldn't have been as good as it was 30
right,
seconds. You got to let it play out, see where it goes.
You're 100% correct,
oh,
man.
Oh, boy.
It's so funny.
When he started talking to you again, did you ever apologize?
I just said, hey, man, come on. You know we're ball busters. He's like, I know, dude. He goes, you just... You know, I was going through, I was close to bankruptcy and shit like that. It was just, you know, we got all excited and the kids did and all the stuff that I promised. I go, yeah, I get it. He goes, no, I know. You guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah. All right, one more question. You said there were a bunch of tickets. Were a bunch of people scratching off or you targeted your brother who was in?
No, a bunch of us would.
Okay.
Yeah, we put it in the pile and he wound up getting it. It could have been one of my sisters.
So
it
could have
been
out.
My other brother. It just happened to be him.
Yeah.
So it worked out perfectly.
Was he the kind of guy that did those often?
Not really. So he didn't know.
Yeah, because I feel like me, I've never heard of this one. The fuck is this?
Yeah, he had no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's playing like, you know, Win for Life, and I got one called Smiley Faces 48. Like, what the fuck is this? All right. And I got three smiley faces. What? I mean, this is a crock of shit. Poor guy, man. You got him good.
Back to the black pepper thing. Just curious. At the end of it, do you ever reveal to the waiter this is a joke?
Yeah, we have to because you want to get a release afterwards so you could show it.
Okay. So then that's better.
I remember it was in Hell's Kitchen. It was like a Spanish restaurant in Hell's Kitchen.
Dos Caminos?
I don't remember what it was, but afterwards, I go, what'd you think? He goes, I just thought you need a lot of pepper. No big deal. We gave him a nice tip, so I think that
helped. That's what I was going to ask you. When you're done with a prank like that, do you go, hey, man, you good sport. You know, here's an extra fucking 20.
Yeah, whatever. We just put it in a bill, and then after we go, okay, listen, we need to get the release from the guy. And they go, yeah, we just thought you need a lot of pepper. All right, they were laughing. They didn't care.
It did seem like they took it in stride throughout the whole thing. It wasn't like, I feel like today... Like servers would be losing their mind or quitting in the middle of that. And they were just like, all right, let's go find some more pepper. Like they did it.
I know.
Were you nice the whole experience? Like the whole time you were at the table, were you nice to the guy?
Yeah, we were. The best there was six. Jim Norton was there. There was a bunch of us. Don Jameson. And we just sat there. We didn't say anything. So the guy's just churning pepper. And you can hear it just churning
everybody,
the whole time.
Everyone's
just
there's
sitting
no
there
way we can
meal.
See like a little bit of it.
You can watch it.
I just got to see, I got to see you go to the other side.
Oh, it's great. So, so it's complete silence. You just hear the pepper churn. It's so uncomfortable, which makes it better because you don't want a lot of people talking.
Of course, what's going on.
You want that.
ASMR, man. You want to hear that fucking churn.
Then they brought another pepper guy in, a relief pepper guy, because the one arm guy's arm got tired. So they brought another guy in.
And didn't they also run out of the...
Yeah, look.
No way.
Look how much...
That's two mills they went through so far. Now they'll break it up in the back because they have to break
wild.
Up extra pepper.
How'd you get that camera in the back?
So we sent he's a little camera guy. Hey, is this the bathroom? Because he go in the kitchen. He goes, no. He goes, what's going on? My friend with the pepper. Like he was egging the guy on.
Oh,
but he had no idea.
Oh, these.
And then
guys.
My friend Casey says, "Can you give me Parmesan cheese?" Oh, right. They cover his whole salad with Parmesan. Look at my chicken and look at the Parmesan
and
cheese.
And you fucking ate it?
Oh, yeah, you have to. Come on, for the joke.
For the bit, you,
for the bit, you have
it,
to.
You
at least the Parmesan thing is still edible.
Yeah, look at you drinking water.
Yeah,
this is a nice little restaurant.
My mouth is on fire.
Oh my God, that's hysterical, dude. That's so fun, man.
What's the last prank that you pulled?
Well, you know, you ever see those charity things, that those auctions, like they auction off, like, you'll see them like at a hotel or something like that, a lobby, like a Barry Bonds signed baseball.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that, or shit like that.
A raffle.
That. Like, yeah, like a raffle thing. Yeah, yeah, Derek Jeter signed picture or whatever like that, $400. It's like a charity thing.
Yeah.
So I see them like at a Dave and Buster's or a hotel. I'll stay in whatever I see that. I spend about a half hour putting all my friends' names and phone numbers and put a bid in. And no matter what bid you in, they call you.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I got my friend next day. What? I wasn't in Dallas, Texas. Why did you? I don't want a Nolan Ryan baseball for 800. The guy keeps calling my phone saying I won. I do that every time. I'm like, I'm going to be here for a while. I put everyone's names in. I go through my phone. Here's their phone number. And they always call and say you won. Everybody wins with those things, by the way.
And everyone knows it's you that did it.
They know. Yeah, because they go, you were in Phoenix 2 weeks ago? Yeah. He goes, yeah, because they... You know, it was a Matt Williams, a rookie card. I don't want it.
Okay, while we're in this segment, when we first came in, we offered you a drink. You said that you do drink, but you don't want to drink today because your son is here and, you know, laws.
Listening to everything, by the way. Heard the Saran wrap, heard the cuck. Holy, he beat the shit out of the guy at Potch's. He heard the whole thing.
No, he didn't. We're not playing it out there.
Oh, no, I know. No. I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm kidding.
Just for the listeners. Just no. Like, he's watching sports.
Oh, my God. What's Molly, Dad?
I told them. I was like, put something out there. Whatever his age watches. I don't know. so that reminds me of my current obsession. Typically, I watch interrogation videos, and I'm always sending them to people, and no one cares. But now I'm into body cam videos.
Oh, wow.
It's the best thing
great,
in the world.
Which are cool, yeah.
They're so good. It's like reality TV unproduced. And they're like 10, 12 minutes, and you just get to see like the world's shittiest people get arrested, like lie so much and then get arrested. It's like drunk drivers, shoplifting, whatever. It's so good.
Yeah.
And so my question was going to be, I wanted to know from each of you, if you have had a run-in with the police and how it went, or if you were arrested, because it's interesting to see. I haven't, I have, but it's like through ex-boyfriends, not something I've done. And it's just like the way that people react to the cops, at least in these body cam footage videos, is they always are so mean to the police. And it's like, how is this going to benefit you in any way? Saying like, fuck you, you're a bitch, I pay for your salary, whatever. Yeah. Do you think they're going to be like, you know what, you're right, you can just go? It's crazy. So many people talk themselves into jail. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious if you guys have had run-ins with the police.
That's why we always did the hidden camera stuff, like these hidden camera videos and stuff, because you get the natural reaction. Mm-hmm. So when people see a camera out, then they start to act.
Of course, yeah.
So that's why we always did hidden camera shit, and especially with the body cam, they don't know they're being filmed as they're being dicks. Well, a cop, maybe they do, but still, you're getting their natural reaction, which is great. If there's a big camera out, then they're going to like, this is going to, I don't want to look stupid. Mm-hmm. So they forget that there's a camera right here with a cop.
Yeah.
By the way, real quick, American Nightmare, their interrogation and that documentary on Netflix.
Yes. Oh, yes. We talked about it. Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Dude, yes. Very good.
Dude.
I could not believe they just pounded that kid for 18 straight hours.
I was like.
Telling him, you know, he didn't pass the lie detector test. You're lying. This
and then put it
happened.
Out in the media. They put it out in the media. And so now they're just demonized forever.
You finished it? You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm watching that with my lady, and I'm like, these motherfuckers better sue. I'm like, they got to make money. And then at the very end, when it goes, they got 1.2 million.
2.5.
2.5. I was like, fuck yeah.
That's crazy. But that interrogation was nuts. You know, that they just, and then they was like, is my brother here? Because his brother was an FBI agent.
Spoiler alert.
No,
he's
not
there.
All
connected.
And he was out, that, and his parents were there, and they wouldn't even let him in.
It was wild, man. Yeah. That was crazy.
And that, so much of it had to do with them being like, oh, did you see the movie Gone Girl? So that just got into their mind, and they just like railroaded this straight through.
That little Hawaiian lady. The Hawaiian.
Oh, amazing. She's a hero.
God, she's the hero of the whole thing. I think she's Hawaiian, I hope, or Filipino. But she held it down. She said, you know, I would have cried the moment I saw her. I would have started crying. You know, if I was that lady.
That's why you got to know, like, if you've ever in a situation where something happens, someone ODs at a party or something like that, and the cops bring it, just, I know, I want a lawyer.
Yeah.
Because almost like you think, okay, if I say I want a lawyer right away, they're going to think I'm guilty. Well, fuck them, because
you don't know who
you don't
are.
Know what they're going to say. Hey, we got a lot of evidence on you. You were at the scene, whatever. They're going to just make shit up, and they're allowed to.
Yeah.
I did this the other day where my sister, she also watches the interrogation videos. And there was one I watched the other day where it was just, they talked themselves right into it in the interrogation room. And I told her, I was like, she doesn't do anything wrong. She's not like a criminal. But I was like, I hope that you know, if you're ever brought in for anything, don't talk.
Yeah,
don't say anything. I mean, the amount of interrogation footage there is out there of people burying themselves. And it's also crazy. Because like they want to say, they want to talk so much, and they end up talking themselves right into it, and they give themselves up every time.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, but it's so entertaining to watch.
It's scary too, because sometimes the cops will say, like, you know, like, hey, what happened? Like, tell us what happened. Mm-hmm. You know, and we'll see, you know, well, maybe we can get you out of here. Like, tell us what happened.
Yeah, we're trying to help you. We're trying to help you.
Yeah, you don't want. And they always ask, "You need some food? Yeah. What do you want? A hamburger? Yeah. We got you. Get
you.
Yeah.
You don't want to stay here. You don't want to spend the night here. You know. I mean, I was in a situation like that with this thing. We had a brawl in one of the schools I went to. I went to a Catholic school, and it was all boys school, whatever. And we would hang out at this all girls school, which was like our sister school. And we had a huge fight in a park, and I hit a kid with a lacrosse stick, and I hurt him bad. He was fighting my friends, and all this shit. What happened? And
so he jumped in a fight too, just like
yeah, no, this was really bad, true. Dude. This is such a stupid
you.
Story.
He judged right. you bad.
Dude, I judged you. I gave this kid 7 staples. I thought my friend got stabbed. It was just a Snapple bottle that broke. He was scuffling with this guy. It was a big, crazy fight, big brawl. And the 3 days later, the cops came to my house, and they told my father, like, we could take him or you could bring him. Me, to PAL, whatever. So they brought me there, and this is the first time I ever saw my dad cry. Because when they were doing my fingerprints and shit. And they sat me down, and he goes, listen, he had a pen and a paper. And this cop was actually a nice guy. He goes, you can tell us everything that happened right now. You can tell us the whole fucking story. Or you can wait. You can wait, and you'll get a public defender or whatever, but you're going to get processed, and you're going to have to go to a holding center, you know, until you see a judge. And I looked at my father, and my father who's been in a bunch of shit like this, he was like, fuck it. Like, you're going to, like, be quiet. Like, don't say anything, you know? Like, I told my dad what happened and everything. He was like, don't say shit. The moment I say, I hit the kid with a lacrosse stick, boom. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or I thought my friend was getting hurt, anything. He was like, don't say nothing. And ended up going away, and it ended up going, you know.
Did you go to the prosecutor? Did you have to go?
I stood at a holding center in Yonkers for 2 days. And then I was about to get a TB shot. They were about to bring me to the real juvie. And the cops who arrested me showed up and goes, he's got to see the judge. And before I got that shot, I went in front of the judge, and the cops were holding me. I got very every interaction I've had with cops, I've been very lucky. These guys are like cool dudes, and I don't know, maybe because I don't know what it was, but they were really nice guys, and they were walking me to see the judge. And you see like the guys in the fucking cells, like as you're walking.
Were you doing impressions for the cops? Is that why they liked you?
No, I don't know. Maybe I was acting like a fucking guinea because I'm half Italian. I was like, I didn't do anything such. Like, I have no idea. But I think they thought I was charming. I had them like, I was just being honest with them when I was talking to them without giving too many details. And they looked at me and they said, you better start crying. I said, what? They go, you're going to cry in front of the judge. I was like, I'm not going to fucking
cry. The cops
cry.
Told
the
you.
The cops told me, cry. Right. I was like, I'm not going to fucking cry. I'm not a pussy. I walk in. I see my mom and my dad there, right, for the first time in like 3 days. I start crying like a fucking bitch, dude. I couldn't hold it in. My public defender, my parents couldn't afford a lawyer or anything. My public defender was like, this kid's an honor student. He goes to a good school. He's never, it's a first offense. He's never had anything. It was a scuffle, all of this shit, you know, whatever. And the judge was like, yeah, let him go home. 6 months, you're going to come here. And we're going to talk about this. And I went to court for like 3 years. And eventually went down to family court and all this shit. You know, the kid was a bad kid. You know, everything was all, it was all like neutralized. You know, everybody was wrong and everybody was, nobody got hurt. You know, the 7 staples was an issue. We ended up having to like pay for his medical and all this weird shit. But nobody got convicted or anything. But I was very fortunate that I didn't say anything. And I was fortunate that the cops were cool. If the cops weren't, if the guy would have been pushing, but my dad was smart. But, you know, God forbid I didn't have my dad or whatever. You think of the other situations and scenarios people are in. That's crazy. I'm talking too much, but it's
no,
crazy.
No, that sucks because, I mean, you could have.
I could have been fucked.
He could have been tricking you.
He could have been like, yeah. And I would be like, yeah, I hit this kid with a thing, whatever, you know.
There are also, like, a lot of violent crimes where, like even if you're a minor,
yeah,
like they can question you.
I was very lucky. I was 15. So I was.
But with
very,
a violent crime, I feel like sometimes in that age range.
The original charge was robbery. So this kid that I hit, someone took his phone out of the whole group of kids.
Okay.
Someone took his phone. So the original thing was assault with a deadly weapon and robbery. No, no. Well, I had a sidekick. I was fine. I had my own phone. But somebody did. And they were all Catholic school kids. This was Catholic school versus Catholic school. It was like stupid. You know, I ended up getting expelled from the school. The brothers told every other brother from the other schools, and I ended up going to a public school, and I had the best time of my life in this public school with girls.
Like, yeah, no, I was in a Catholic school too in high school. It was boys and girls, but it was horrible.
I wish it was boys and girls, but anyways, just quickly go back to what you're saying about body cam and about talking to cops. I'm always honest with cops, so that's why I was in a weird position because I wanted to be honest with this guy. But there's been times where I've like taken a piss on a subway station, and in the Bronx, you know, they're above ground, right? Like they're high. I pissed, and the piss dripped on the cop. And the cop came up and he was like, "Were you just taking a piss here?" And I was like, "Nope. Fuck, should I lie to this fucking guy?" And I was like, "Yes, officer, I just did." He goes, "Yeah, you see that?" He goes, "Your piss hit me on my shoulder." I go, "Oh my God." I go, "Officer, I'm so sorry. I just had to pee, whatever." And he was just like, "All right." He was
really?
Like,
no ticket, no nothing.
Do it again.
Wow.
He was like, "What are you fucking doing?" Blah, 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 blah. And I got lucky for it. But I think he literally said to me, he's like, "You were honest with me. And that's the only reason why I'm not going to fucking write you up or take
also,
you
it
in."
Could have been in the golden showers.
And then he might have just been a little kinky. Yeah. And he was like, "All right, daddy, do it again."
Yeah.
But I feel more than being honest, it's like being nice or like respectful.
Yeah. Because
so many people are like, "Fuck you, pig." And then it's like, there's no chance they're ever going to do anything for you to be nice to you.
Yeah.
Where if you're like, "Yes, sir, no, sir." At least, like, they'll be like, "Oh, can I change my clothes before I go into prison?" They'll be like, "Okay, yeah, go ahead."
They're a human being. Like, you don't fucking get aggressive right away. And I know there's bad cops out there.
Right.
I know there's a lot of people that have been fucked royally. Yes. So it's a gamble. You just got to go like, fuck, you got to try to read the person.
I know,
and be like,
but you do kind of think like, don't use this as a clip. But should more people be shot? Just so more people are scared.
Wait, what?
Because after watching all the body cam footage, I feel like people aren't, they say they're scared.
Yeah.
But when they're face to face with the cop, they're not.
Well, it makes you understand why so many people have been shot. Because a cop is like, Charlie let that guy go and he got clipped. You know, he got shot because he thought, you know, he was trying to be nice, you know?
Don't use Harrington's looking at me, but I really mean to not.
Harrington,
I'm
clip
not
it.
Saying not use it as a way to say to use it. I'm not.
I have in all caps next to it. Don't use
yes,
as clip.
Thank you.
No, but, I always tell my son. I said, "Listen, when you get pulled over, you know, when you're driving, when you go, pretend it's your teacher in school. Whatever they tell you, I go. If the cop says, 'Don't walk to my car, towards my car, get out of your car,' would you walk to the teacher's desk?" He goes, "No." I go, "Then pretend like you're back in school and you have to listen.
Just listen. Just
I go, "We'll get you out of it later
if
you're wronged or whatever, but just whatever they say, you have to listen,
of
even
course.
Though you don't want to.
Don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
If you be an asshole, your chances of getting fucked are even higher.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
We're going to make the clip. It's going to be Jim going, "So I had Saran wrap on," and then it's going to go right to you. Like, some people got to get shot.
Yeah.
And it mean, like, I hit a kid in game 7 staples. Next episode on TTI.
It's just like so many people are like, "I know my rights and you can't do this." And they're like, "I am literally, like, I'm a cop. I know what I'm doing and I can do this."
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so ridiculous. But I'm also like, the body cam site that I'm watching, I'm trying to think of what the name is, but I'll post it. But it's Florida, so it's really good.
Have you ever seen the video of the veteran that gets, the cops are behind him for a while. He doesn't pull over because he's scared and it's dark. He pulls over in a gas station, and he's got the army gi, not the gi. What is it called? The army
fatigues.
Yeah, he's got those on, and the cops are like, "Get out of the car, get out of the car." He's like, I'm a vet. Like, relax, relax. And then they end up pepper spraying him and all that stuff. You ever seen that one?
Is he a black guy?
Black dude. He has, like, glasses on. He has a dog in the back.
Yeah,
it's
like daytime. It's daytime.
No, it was nighttime.
Oh, then
it was nighttime, and he was afraid to pull over. But the body cam, you know, I mean, everybody was kind of wrong in the situation, but the body cam, like, saved him. It saved him from going to jail. Because they thought that he was, like, running away from the cops. It was, like, a high-speed pursuit. And he was like, "No, it was dark. I'm not from here. And I wanted a way to go to a gas station." But it's just like, thank God the body cam was there.
I do like, not to like be so on the side of the cops right now, which is because
I'm
watching.
He should have just went out and be like, "Okay, all right, let me explain." But he was like, I serve this country. Like, give me some respect. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, you can't have any pride when it comes to that.
But it's also like the people that are doing like the worst things are making it like worse on everybody else because they're being so shitty to the cops all day long. Even like a shoplifting, and you make it a whole thing where they have to take you in. Like, you're making it worse for the next person that they pull over because now they're like exhausted, they chased you, they're sweaty, they're dirty. It's just like, do the right thing. If you're breaking the law, just like do the right thing when you're confronted by the cops.
Where are the cops when people are in Rodeo Drive just jumping into the Louis Vuitton store? You ever see those videos? Just like seven guys with fucking ski masks on, and they rob everything, and the cops are just nowhere.
I wonder if they can. I wonder if that state like allows them to post that footage, because some states like you can't. In Florida, like they post everything. So I wonder if they can in California. I don't know.
I don't know.
So have you had a run-in with the cops, Jim?
Yeah. Once again, a prank. I did a prank call. Like, you know, I would like wait for telemarketers to call my house, and I would fuck with
them. Those are the best ones to get at.
Yeah. So I remember this woman was trying to sell me a credit card. She had my address in front of me or whatever. And she's like, I could transfer money right now from your bank account onto the credit card or something. She wanted to transfer some money. So I just agreed. I'm like, yeah. I go, she goes, maybe you need some money, maybe something in your life or something. I go, and I go, because I just hit this old lady with my car and I got to pay her medical bills. And she's like, okay. And she's like, all right, so you want the money? Give me your bank account number. I go, wait a minute. I go, I'm just trying to figure out how much I owe her. I go, I crushed her walker. You know what I mean? I broke her hip. I go, I knocked her teeth out. I go, I don't even know if she had real teeth. I'm just going, being silly or whatever. I got to buy her diapers. How much are diapers going to cost? All the shit. And then at the end, I go, yeah, I visit her at the local hospital. So, you know, she's fine. But she gave me all the shit that I need to pay for. And that finally at the end, she's like, all right, I need your bank account, but give me your number. And I just panicked. I go, you know what? I'm just going to go to the hospital and kill her. And she's like, okay, I got to go. No, I go, listen, I'm just going to go down there. I'll smother with a pillow. No one's going to know. And then I'll come back and call me back. And then we can figure this out. And she hangs up, and she had my address right in front of me.
Oh, shit.
So she called the cops in my town.
Wow.
And like a half hour later, I got two detectives at my door. They're like, did you just make a you told this woman you're going to go kill some old lady at a hospital? And I go, yeah. And they go, can we come upstairs? Like, yeah, come on in. And they started looking in the rooms, like to see if there was a dead body. I go, what are you doing? They go, we don't know. You just said you were going to kill a woman.
Yeah.
So they're looking in the rooms. They go, we're going to check if something happens tonight. You're going to be responsible. I go, I was just fucking around. I go, look, I'm a comedian. I showed him my recorder. I go, I'm on the show Crank Anchors, who make prank phone calls. And I show him my license. He looks. He goes, you're 36 years old. What are you doing? I go, yeah, sorry. It was pretty, yeah. I go, you're right.
You show a picture of special ed. You're like, that's me.
They didn't even know. I go, look, here's the thing. I just sit here and wait for telemarketers to call. They wanted no part of it. But so anyway, so they go, listen, just don't threaten anybody on the phone. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I go, all right. He goes, you don't want to see us again. I go, no problem. I'm sorry. I just blurted that out. You'll never see me again. And then like a week later, I do a call where I'm pretending I'm giving my friend there that I'm giving my girlfriend a home abortion.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So this woman calls and I was like, she's like, what's that? And we had a vacuum going on in the background. My girlfriend's screaming. And she's like, what's that noise? I go, my friend's just giving my girlfriend a home abortion. I'm just trying to save a few bucks around the holiday. He said he knows what he's doing. He's got a tool chest, a toolbox here. So I don't know. Just keep going. She's like, keep going? I go, yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. And she's screaming, ow, ow, ow. She's like, sorry, do you want me? I go, just go. It's fine. Don't worry. He's almost done. And then she wound up hanging up, and she had my address. You know, she had it right in front of me. Now, me and my friend and my girlfriend went out. We went to, like, Starbucks, where we were laughing about it. And I came home, like, a half hour later. My door was busted in. They thought someone was bleeding in my apartment, so they kicked the door up because no one was there and broke the door that went upstairs to see.
Cops?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I came home. There's wood all over. The neighbors are out. I go, what? It was cops and ambulances. They had an EMS ambulance and, like, three cop cars came racing to my house.
Holy shit.
So I said, you know what? I should just go down to the police station right down the road and just tell them it was just a joke, which I shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So I went down there, and it was the same two guys. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I mean, what you're doing is not illegal.
Yeah, I go, I was just messing around. He goes, we just told you a week ago. And he goes, all right, listen, my captain wants to charge you with something. Just fill out this form. Just tell him what you did to explain it and say it was a prank and all that. So I filled it out. Okay, fine. He let me go. And then I got a ticket in the mail. I was for disorderly conduct. I was facing like 6 months in jail.
What?
I had to get a lawyer and
what's
everything.
What's the disorderly conduct?
Because they said that, you go, you know, we had... We had a
EMS show up.
Yeah, EMS, all that shit. It goes, if someone would have got killed on the way to your house, like because of speeding down the road, you would have been responsible.
Holy
but that's
shit.
Their choice.
I know
that.
It was their choice, but I don't know. For some, so I had to get a lawyer and go to court over the whole thing.
Did you beat it?
Yeah.
The judge yelled at me in front of the whole court. It was packed. Really? I was like the first one.
Is there footage of this? Can we find this somewhere?
Did they like display your accolades? Like this guy is a, you know what I mean?
No. The judge says, all right, so you did a call. You did a prank call where you pretended your friend was giving your girlfriend a home abortion.
It doesn't sound good.
And you thought
good.
That funny. And you're on Comedy Central. Is that what you consider comedy?
Holy
and I'm like
shit.
Biting my lip. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't know what I was doing. It's stupid.
Fuck yeah. You just gotta
I made
like,
the wrong decision. He's like, do you think that's funny? I go, no, I don't. Dude, why did you do it? I go, I don't know. I just... That was stupid. I'm really sorry.
Like, let me play it for you, Judge. You tell me it's not
meanwhile,
funny.
Meanwhile, I'm biting my lip because I was ready to laugh.
You can't defend yourself. You just have to be like,
but I was like dying, like biting my tongue, my lip. I'm like, this is so fucking. And then
a vacuum? You had a Dyson blown in the background, sir?
Yeah, and then he goes, listen, it's like $800 fine I had to pay on the way out. But I was like the first case I remember, and the courtroom was packed, so I had to do like the walk of shame through the court, walking out, you just hear people, just hissing at me like I'm the devil. And then me and my lawyer got out front, we're just laughing, like this is fucking great. It's a great story to tell.
Oh, my God.
Do you have the story about the old lady? Is that recorded? Like the
Yeah, it
the
is.
Pool?
Yeah, it's called Old Bag.
Is it up somewhere?
Yeah, it's on one of my albums.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's called Old Bag.
Oh, my God.
And that's what started two detectives come to my house. And I was living with Norton at the time. Norton's like, I don't want him going in my room seeing the porn I have in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would pay good money to look at Norton's porn, man. I would pay good money, dude. That must have been wild.
I'm sure you can find it really
easily. I probably got to go on Reddit. Hey, guys, let's take a moment to talk about those $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until YoKratom.com came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones who figured it out. And now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can also get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
How did they solve that legendary $60 kilo problem, you ask? Will anyone else solve the $60 Yo Kratom kilo problem?
You can find out on season 4 of Yo Kratom. That's right. It's Yo Kratom's 4th year of being a loyal sponsor of the show. If you guys are a fan of Kratom, you no longer have to go to a gas station, a smoke shop, whatever, and be at the mercy of whatever garbage they have behind the counter. Because you know you can trust the quality of YoKratom.com, and you know that they have every strain you want. They have capsules, they have powders, they have everything that you need. So once more, go to YoKratom.com for $60 kilos. Let's get back into the show.
That's
okay,
amazing.
We're going to move over to our final segment, which is scary things. This is Scary Things, part of the show we talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. Last time we were on the show, you talked about a story that had to do with ex-girlfriend, Kid Rock, and then your next wife. And do you have another weird, creepy, unexplainable story?
No, that was probably the only one, but I don't believe in ghosts and all that stuff. You know, when I bought my house, it was on the market for like a while, and it was pretty cheap, like below value. And my sister-in-law was a real estate agent. She goes, listen, the reason no one's buying a house is there was a suicide in there like a year ago, and it has been sitting, and now it's for sale, and people don't want to, you know, live in that house with the evil spirits. I'm like, I'll fucking take it. So I bought it right away. I didn't care.
Do you live there now?
Yeah, I still live there.
And nothing weird? No, nothing. You don't feel any heaviness? Nothing?
Nope.
You ever try to prank the ghost? Like do some sort of like, hey, I'm trying, I don't know, I'm trying to summon Satan.
Maybe walk around with a noose.
Yeah, like I'm going to do it.
No, I just never.
Dude, you should try to prank the ghost. That'd be a great.
Yeah, so I don't believe in it, so it doesn't affect me. So never really like, oh man, there's got to be some evil spirits.
How would you prank a ghost though? How would you like? Can you do that?
I mean, be like, oh, I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
But and no. Just make fun of it. Okay. For killing itself.
Or you take a toaster like. The how Ghostbusters?
Do you know the method of suicide?
It was a gun.
Okay.
In the basement.
I feel like that doesn't create an evil spirit. Like, I feel like that's like, okay, a suicide is all right compared to like a guy who murdered his family.
I don't know. That's I feel like it's both like a different type. Like if we're gonna like be in that realm of believing that, then it's still like a oppressive energy. I feel like if it was somebody that killed themselves, but murdering someone, then that's like the Amityville house where like after someone murdered someone, everyone says that it's like a dark energy.
Yeah, I remember that my neighbor was like this witch.
Just about to ask
this woman, like, and she's like, "I want to come in there. There's evil spirits in your house and do all this." Like, that don't you know?
Like,
to
get
worry
the fuck
about
out of
it.
My house.
No.
You didn't let her in?
No. I said, it's fine.
You should prank
nothing's
her.
Going to happen.
You should prank her. You should say, I feel it and I need you to come in. Is she Jamaican?
No, she was white. She actually married me, my wife. She was like a real witch.
She what?
She married us. Yeah.
Your friend now?
No, I mean, I don't talk to her anymore. But she doesn't live next to me anymore. But I remember when we moved in, she's like, listen, there's evil spirits in that house. You know what happened? I go, yeah, I know what happened. Well, let me come in and do a seance or whatever the fuck. It's fine. Just give me a fucking housewarming gift. Just give me a live, laugh, love sign so I can hang it on the wall, pretend we're happy.
It's going to be like chicken bones in like a little coffin.
Let's make me a casserole. Oh, so you still live here?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but your wife doesn't?
No.
Your ex-wife?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Damn. But yeah, I still live there, yeah. But I don't feel any spirits. I never did. I never like, oh shit, what was that noise?
Yeah.
My wife at the time was like freaking out. She's like, what was that noise? I go, the house is old.
Yeah,
it creaks.
Yeah.
I go, you go look if you're worried about it. I'm sleeping. I don't know why it didn't work.
Yeah, it's creaking. You just hear, I know. You hear that in a room, and you're like, it's a creak. Yeah, it's an old house.
It's an old beam.
Say, hail Satan. You just hear that in the background. You're like, that's a fucking house. That's why she left. It's horrible.
I have a couple of videos because I had a feeling that you weren't going to have another story, but I have a couple of videos that I found online. They're like paranormally videos, and I just try to find something that I'm assuming it's fake, but when I watch it, I feel like they at least did a good thing where it like gives me the chills or like makes my eyes tear when I watch it, and I found two of them. So I'll share them, and then we can discuss it. So the first one is the realtor video. There's two parts of it. So two things happen. I'll just give you like the background of it. This realtor... supposedly the story is that she's trying to sell a house. These buyers are saying that they wanted to see what the lighting looked like at night inside the house. So she went there at night and then recorded herself in there. And then this is where the first part happens. Oh, my hair is all crazy.
Wow. It's 10 p.m. and my day was fully booked with showings of this vintage 1963 bungalow.
So the door just opens on its own. I do feel like there was a little bit of a shadow at the beginning.
Yeah, I got to see it again. And now I'll focus on the door.
And just a little bit that I feel like it shows that maybe someone else opened the door.
But someone could open it from the outside and just turned it and the door.
That's what I think. I think that you can see a little bit of a shadow of them pushing it. Just a little bit. Can you go one more time? I feel like it's this. Can you just do it full screen possibly? If you don't have it, okay. Is it just like a split second that I saw?
I can't get over the awful pants.
It's bad. Go one more time, sorry. Oh, I don't hear that.
I don't see a shadow. She's got a little cellulite, which is fine, natural.
Okay, so she's going to go on from here. She's going to, like, go up to the door, whatever. She never looks in the hallway, though, which bothers me because I feel like you're going to want to show the whole area if no one's there.
Yeah.
And she never goes into the hallway. And then later on, they show this portion of the video again, and they show another part of it that happened. And this is the part that I was like, oh, I like that. This is something different.
Okay.
And this is what got me, that part two.
On her second take, before the door opens, one of the portraits on the wall starts to change.
10 p.m. and my day was fully booked with showings of this vintage.
See it get dark? They're gonna zoom in a second.
If you look closely, you'll notice that the face in the picture begins to darken. But after a couple of seconds, it changes back.
That could
you
just
see
be
it?
Like a contrast thing.
Which picture?
Camera.
That one?
But yeah.
But if she had, she would have freaked out, as she says. Now it's worth noting.
Oh, do you want to show it one more time? I wish they would have showed it get dark in the Zoom.
Does she have an OnlyFans, the girl? No.
But after, if you look closely, you'll notice that the face in the picture begins to darken.
See, it gets dark. Just the face.
Before the door opens, one of the portraits on the wall starts to change.
Okay, yeah, definitely,
and my day was fully booked with showings of this vintage
see it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was... Yeah.
That's creepy.
Yeah,
but
couldn't they do... Maybe someone have like a little flashlight from out behind the screen and just flash it right on there where you wouldn't see it and right on their face?
Or in like something in post-production really easy. But that, I feel like, is something I see so much less often than just like a door opening and it's slightly like off-screen so you can't really see if someone's pushing it open. I like that. It gave me a little bit of chills when I saw the darkening of the face. But you guys not.
Because you were offended because someone was in blackface? Yes. Is that why? Maybe yes. Chills like they're still doing this in 2024?
Or because there's just a black person in there?
I don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of like, you know, possible things they could have done.
It's just weird that when she's filming it, all of a sudden the door opens and his face color, you know, color and her face changes.
Yeah.
All that's happening as the camera's on.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also like walks through the whole house and she's like, I'm not scared. Like, do it again. Open this thing. Move this thing. Nothing else happens.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that happens
in there.
It's
good clickbait, you know.
Yeah.
It's good clickbait, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah. I like the darkening face, though. It's something different.
That was kind of weird. Like, how could they? But I'm sure you can do it in post.
Yeah. Any of these things. Like anything could be, you know, whatever we see in movies, everyone could just do at home on their iPhone now.
Does she have on her pages, are all her videos serious? And then all of a sudden this one is the only one that's weird?
Yeah. This is the only one. Mm. But that's still, you know.
Could have been them going to get like, we need to get some clicks. Let's make a one. Yeah.
Yeah. It's also weird that it's like, if people want to see what it looks like at night, why don't they just go there at night? Like, why is she doing a video? That seems weird. I feel like that's not something realtors do.
Yeah.
Right, so other people, like potential buyers, wanted to see what it looked like at night. Yeah. Why don't they just go there?
Exactly.
With her.
Yeah, that was weird. Because now you're just going to make it look however you want.
Yeah.
It's weird. Okay, you guys hated it. Let's go to the next one.
No, it's fine.
I hated it. I didn't hate it.
The next one is...
I just hated her pants.
Yeah, those pants were a little high.
She borrowed them from Hillary.
Yeah. Also, if you listen to her, because it's hardwood floors, and she's like a heavy stepper. And
she's a chunky chew. Yeah. But there's nothing wrong with a little chunky chew.
But you like hear her like clonking on the wood through the whole thing. That's that's maybe the most disturbing part of it.
I like how you called her fat without calling her fat.
I didn't.
Like, she's got loud stomps.
Heavy steps.
You called her a heavy hitter. Oh, heavy steps.
Yeah, heavy steps. Because like I grew up in an apartment in Brooklyn on the second floor. Mm. And so my parents were always like, make sure you don't walk heavy because there's people below you.
Yeah, yeah.
So to this day, if I'm walking with no shoes on, I'm basically walking on my tippy toes.
Yeah,
to this
day, the same thing.
Because
I'm
trying to not disturb other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so this next one is, so there's this guy, I guess he's like this like paranormal investigator guy who has a lot of like haunted items. Mm-hmm. And so this couple had this like a clown doll that they said as soon as they obtained it, weird things happened in their house and they wanted to get rid of it. So they sent it to him. So now he's on this radio show and he's showing them the doll. And then he shows them footage of what happened with the doll to prove that it's haunted.
This is the shit that gets me. Once you said doll.
Yeah. I also hate doll stuff. By the way, I'll just say before you go to this, when we did our ghost hunt, I'm okay with anything happening. I'm like, ghost, come into. I was in the room where people died. The only room where people died. I'm like, come, like, I'm happy to experience it. If it's real, I want to experience it. But I saw that there were dolls in the closet in the room, and I put them outside my room before I went
to
sleep. It's from Chucky as a kid. Like, it's ruined me as an adult. Okay.
Viewers were introduced to a special guest named Antonio Zamudio, who, according to the host, is someone who's had a history of paranormal experiences. Antonio talks about these experiences, but when he talks about one instance involving a clown doll, the whole studio goes quiet. Viewers could tell that the atmosphere in the room had changed. Everybody was feeling unsettled, and even more so when Antonio showed footage of the clown doll. In the video, Antonio shows a close-up of the clown, which he says was given to him by a family who found it at a garage sale. But after they took it home, things got very strange.
Like, they're trying to make it scary looking.
They decided to give it to Antonio, given his experience with the paranormal. But one night, after setting up static cameras to record the doll in case anything strange happens, he captures this.
Oh, hell no.
It's great, right?
Hell no.
So I feel like...
Hell no.
we can watch it one more time. You can just let it go. Okay, so I feel like in doll videos, usually they're focused on a doll, and then all of a sudden you see like an arm move like this, or the eyes move a little bit. But this, like, that was...
I mean,
great.
He could have had a string on it, and he could have pulled it.
Not that.
You know.
I don't know. It looked like, that's...
That's a lot of movement.
That looked pretty real, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
It's got to be fake somehow, but...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like then it's got to be like completely fake where they just like CGI the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's so much creepier than a lot of the doll videos because usually it's just a little movement.
Yeah, that's really creepy.
That's great.
But yeah, the creepiest one is the one you showed that one time where the doll was on the mantle in the glass and then you see the doll, the whole face move. And it reminds me of this one. I don't know. I don't know how they do it, but that always gets me.
It would have been better if the guy would have left a light on in the room so he could really see it.
Of course.
You know, it's pitch black and you kind of see this thing.
Yeah.
Like if he really thinks that thing's going to move, just leave the light on overnight.
Of course. Of course.
It's true.
It is a creepy, ugly looking fucking
doll. Yeah,
it's also
terrifying. Like the long limbs, but the way it moves and then disappears. That's perfect.
Why did he move like that?
But also, it does.
Why didn't it like walk slowly? You know, like he.
But it does like disappear. So I'm wondering what happened afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, where did he find it afterwards?
I feel bad for the first, like, people that had toys when they first came out. Every old toy looks fucking creepy. You know what I mean? No toys were, like, pleasant on the eyes. It's horrible.
So what do you guys think of that one? It creeps you out, at least.
Yeah, it does. It was way more believable than the first one, I thought.
Do dolls bother you at all?
No.
What bothers you?
What bothers me? Taylor Swift bothers me. That's what bothers me.
She really? She does?
Yeah.
Why she? Did you see the guy from Disturbed defend her?
Yeah, because he wants to do a song with her.
Song is that? Well,
I know. She's
what
not
kind of song is that going to be?
Well, because she sang with Def Leppard one time. She did a Def Leppard song in a Country Music Awards.
That's fine. That like makes sense. But Disturbed?
Yeah, I know. Well, because he did Sound of Silence, so he thinks that maybe we could do something together.
Okay.
He did that on his own, but he thinks... So that's why he's doing it.
Okay. Yeah, he really went on a limb to defend her. You know, but what he said made sense.
Well, you know, he had a little kid on stage with his dad, and you know, so. Okay.
But besides that, but what do you? What's your problem with Taylor?
No, she's just, you know, she's annoying. She's like a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I mean, you just like, how much attention do you need?
Yeah.
Yeah, the media is oversaturated with her.
Oversaturated. Right now, and just like, you know, she just plays the victim and the, sorry, I don't know when the camera's going to be on me when I'm at the game. Okay, then don't sit in the box, in the front row of the box, front and center on the 50-yard line.
The guy holding the camera.
Yeah, I know. You know, go sit in the back. There's like 30 seats in those. I've been in those boxes before. There's like 30 seats. Go sit in the back if you don't want to be on TV.
If they win the Super Bowl, everyone's going to be like, oh my God, it's the Illuminati.
But if they lose, everyone's going to turn on Taylor Swift. They're going to blame her for it.
Well, I mean, she's flying like 12 hours back from Tokyo for this game. They have to. Imagine if they lose. They have to win. The NFL wants her on the field for the trophy presentation.
Of course.
You know?
He's probably going to like propose. Like, if he proposes during that, it breaks everything.
It's the Hunger Games, and it's fake.
No, I don't think he won't because she's not into him as much as... He's in the hurry. He wants to be a star.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce. He just wants to be a world, like, he'll do whatever he has to do to be famous.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. She already didn't, like, at the award show the other night, she won the Grammy. She didn't even say thank you to him.
Well, why would she say thank you? I mean, they're just dating. They just started dating.
They're already, I love you. I love you. He's giving the fucking heart thing when he catches a touchdown.
So gay,
that could have been
one of the gayest
things I've ever seen. And I accidentally watched gay porn once. That was gayer doing
Jim
that.
Jim Norton was your roommate.
Yeah, true. It was on when I walked by.
Let me show you something, Jim. Fucking show you some porn. I mean, when I first started watching football, guys like Ray Lewis, you know what I mean? Like, there was no bull. Like, Ray, you would get fucking tackled.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, real shit. Now it's fucking hearts. Get the fuck out of here.
It's just weird that she's dating, like, the most, you know, like, the best tight end probably in history.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, the biggest team in the league that's on TV every week.
Yeah, yeah,
like, they're not on, like, some shitty time at 1
Patrick
o'clock.
Mahoney's.
Yeah, so it's on national TV, and that's the guy she picked. Like, she didn't pick a... offensive lineman from the Jaguars that's never on TV and nobody cares about him.
It is like, I mean, it's still on the table that this is just like a their PR people coming together,
wild,
right?
Though. Imagine that.
I mean, we'll never know that, I don't think.
Who was it? The one of the reality? No, the UFC girl. I forget her name. She's not in the UFC anymore.
Ronda Rousey?
No, it wasn't Ronda, but she said that the NFL, like her publicist, like, look, there's this NFL player. We're going to hook you guys up. You're going to date for like 6 months, and we're going to have the paparazzi follow you on the first date. Make sure you hold hands with them, be all over each other, and you'll go get you a ton of press. And they were both into it. She didn't even know who he was. Looked at a picture, and the guy actually came to her door, and she never answered the door. She goes, I didn't want to do it. But they were, you know, that shit's been going on forever. Aaron Rodgers is always hooked up with these actresses for like 6 months,
he
a year.
Madonna, right?
No, not Madonna.
Not Aaron Rodgers. I'm thinking of A-Rod.
Yeah. But they always do that. Mark Sanchez was a quarterback of the Jets, and there was always rumors that he was gay, so he's hooked up with Eva LaGoria, all these Hollywood actresses all the time. So it probably is.
Mm-hmm. Also, like Kanye West, I've read a bunch of articles that say, what was it? Something Fox. What was it? One of his exes?
Julia Fox.
That she came out. I think she wrote a book or something, and she was saying that the whole thing was a media stunt.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's something obviously that they're...
Yeah, I wouldn't trust her because she's also kind of fucking wacky.
Even the thing with Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, she just wanted to get back in Hollywood.
Probably.
She took care of her kids and was married. She was off the radar.
Yeah.
So then she dates this dude and come out. And that guy's not straight. So that's a complete arraignment. I mean, he's got his own nail polish line. You tell me.
You know what? That's the biggest thing that pisses me off is the guys with the nail polish. Oh, I don't understand.
Now the black
guys
are doing it. Now it's in the black community. Like all the black guys are starting to do it.
Not the black guys I know.
Wait,
not
all the
black guys in the Bronx.
A lot. Yeah. Yeah. They're painting it.
All the black guys?
A lot of them are doing it. Like it's a thing in the black community now. Usually, you know, the black community starts something.
They're very homophobic. Yeah. They're not.
The white people take it from them. This is like, those friggin' goth kids did that in the 90s.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
If you're gothic, I get it. Go paint your nails. But there's a lot of dudes doing that shit, and I just can't get behind it.
No.
Even like earrings. Like a stud, okay. But like hanging earrings?
I hate. That's like the guy from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
I hate the hanging earrings.
I'm talking about this meanwhile I watch The Bachelor. We can clip that out. But yeah, the hanging earrings are weird, dude. And the nails, I don't get it. It's just weird.
Yeah, only George Michael.
We got to get Trump back. Just quickly, did you watch the documentary, The Greatest Night in Pop, where they did? I'm halfway through it, but I'm obsessed with Prince. And that's hilarious that Prince is just like, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to do this. You know, I'm going to do drugs, go to the award show. And Michael's like, I'll be the first one to show up.
Oh, you haven't finished it yet?
I didn't finish it yet. Oh, Prince pops up at the end?
No, I mean, not. I won't tell you.
All right. Oh, no, I don't give a fuck. Tell me.
No, he doesn't show up.
He doesn't show up. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But the thing is, like, it's like they're trying to build up drama with this thing. Like, oh, it's 10 days before. They're going to be able to make it 9 days, 7 days. Yeah, we already know.
We know they made it. Yeah.
There's no suspense.
Yeah.
We know it happened. You know it got it down, and it was a huge hit.
How much fucking yak and cocaine was Cyndi Lauper on? Like, I'm watching her. I'm like, this girl is fucking nuts. Like, she's just...
Yeah.
Like, did I say her name right? Cyndi Lauper?
Cyndi Lauper, yeah.
Yeah, she's a wacko. There are a lot of weirdos. She's great.
But it's because you didn't grow up with her.
Yeah, I was just...
You're too young.
What's wrong with this chick?
Yeah, but she the whole thing about, like, oh, are they going to make it? Oh, my God, I don't know. There's all this, and is this guy going to... right. We know what happened.
Lionel Richie.
Thing's been done.
The fuck out of here.
You know, it's just... Cassette tapes. That, and then, what was the other part that just annoyed me by?
Michael Jackson and his snake.
Yeah. Well, it was cool to see Michael Jackson like singing in the studio. By himself.
Like Filipino Michael Jackson. He wasn't black. He wasn't white. He was in the middle. I like middle Michael. No kids. It was just animals.
Just so you know, Jim, white Michael Jackson is Figs's
biggest fear. Terrified of white Michael.
Oh, really? Okay.
Scary, gruesome, golem. He's a ghoulish looking man when he was white. I like black Michael.
Yeah.
But Filipino Michael, when he was like caramel color. Like, that was my best Michael. He was making hits. There were no kids involved. Just bubbles.
There were probably kids involved.
No, there were no kids. It was zoo animals, and he was the first one to show up for We Are the World. That, you know,
Did you see the documentary?
I didn't. No, okay. I didn't see any of it.
But at the end, it takes them, you know, they do it all night or whatever, but it's like, oh, they're tired. It's 5 a.m. They just went from the American Music Awards, and that are all 40 big stars.
Yeah.
It's almost like Skankfest.
Yeah.
When everyone's together, like you never see each other.
Yeah.
Oh, what a night. They were really tired. It's 6 a.m. Oh, like they're trying to play this whole exhaustion thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, you hang out at Skankfest with everyone. You stay out till 6 a.m. You're catching up with everyone, having a fucking blast.
Yeah.
But just they were so tired. Oh, 5:30. It was getting a little edgy. Stop. Well, yeah, but you're hanging out with Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, and, you know, Stevie Wonder and Michael Jackson. But yeah, I know. I better go home and go to sleep. I better get back in my parts. 4 o'clock in the morning. It's past my bedtime. The fuck out of here with that. I can ruin anything.
Okay. Man. All right. We did go a little over. So we're going to do a quick round of plugs and we'll get out of here. Figs, what would you like to plug?
Thank you guys for supporting Fig Talk. Sorry I was late today's episode. I'm going to make up for it. I have an episode in the chamber, so we're going to release a double episode at Comic Mike Figs. I'm at the Stand this weekend. Next weekend, I'm at the Comic Strip. There's a Valentine's Day show. It's going to be big. Just go on my Instagram. You'll see it all. Hell yeah.
Jim, what would you like to plug?
Check out my podcast, Everybody is Awful. Comes out every Monday. Tour dates, jimflorentine.com.
Awesome. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live every single Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. That is that's live, but not free anymore. So if you want to watch the live stream, go to gasdigital.com. Use promo code TTI. You'll get a one-week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, as well as every single episode of every show on the Gas Digital Network. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever else you listen, make sure to rate, review, tell a friend, subscribe, leave a comment. Join us for the YouTube live premiere Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. And usually Figs or I or Harrington or Jorge are hanging out in there and conversing with you guys. And if you have stories for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.